What's up? I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 14 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, which is a twice-weekly show about development and everything that surrounds it. It's one topic per episode. It's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. So today, we're going to be talking about coming up with ideas for a startup. And a lot of times, you find someone who says, hey, I want to make a SaaS, which is a software as a service, or hey, I want to make a startup. You know, I want to be the next Basecamp, or I want to be the next whatever. Now, all I need is an idea. Sometimes they actually assemble an entire software team or an entire self-concept. Hey, I'm an entrepreneur. I want to do this kind of thing. But they have no idea what it is that they want to do. Now, granted, I understand there's actually a lot of people who I know who I respect a lot who consider themselves that way, and they go out searching for ideas. So it's not as if this is some bad thing that I'm decrying. You know, you can do this. You can do this well. You know, it can be a really great thing. For example, the guys who run the startups, the rest of us, really great guys, and they're always talking about how not only do you run your startups, but how do you find new ones? And they're like buying up other people's failed startups and figuring out how to tweak them and stuff. So that's totally a thing. And if you do it, learn how to do it. Don't just sitting around waiting for like some idea to pop in your head. Go learn from those guys, listen to their podcasts, figure out how it is that they're doing it and what their metrics are for what you should try and what you shouldn't, what you should buy and what you shouldn't. But for me, and in a lot of the people who are in the space I'm in, which is kind of this bootstrap startup, which is you do your own thing and you're passionate about it. You're not going out and seeking venture capital, but you just go out and make it happen. The most effective way, the way that is going to make everything most convenient for you in terms of making decisions and programming and all that kind of stuff, we'll talk about that in a second, is you have a life. I'm not suggesting you don't, friend who's, you know, who's an entrepreneur, who's trying to come up with an idea, but the reason that, for example, the development space and the design space and the project management space are overfull of startups is because the best ideas and the most frequent ideas and the most testable and the most push-throughable ideas for a startup, for a SaaS, for a product like this come from our day-to-day life. And so if our day-to-day life includes project management, then we're going to feel the annoyance of poor project management tools. If our day-to-day life includes podcasting, we're going to feel the annoyance, the irritation of lack of quality podcasting tools or development or design. And the type of people who create products are often in one of those spaces, and so that's why there's a ton of products for that space. And the more likely either the people who create products are in that space, or the more likely there are many, 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 many people. So someone has identified, man, this is a huge market in a particular space, the more likely it is to have a SaaS or a startup or a product or an app or whatever it is. However, there's a million niches all around the world, and you probably are the member of quite a few of them that don't have somebody. And so, for example, my first startup, before I knew the term startup, before I knew the term bootstrap, before I knew, you know, churn and SaaS and metrics and all these kind of things, I worked for a nonprofit, and a part of our job was to raise our own salary. And there are no tools available to make it easy for us to raise our own salary. There's because I'm training to do what the nonprofit does, and yet 10 hours a week at least, I'm asking for money and tracking people's giving and sending, you know, thank you cards and doing reporting and all that kind of stuff. I don't know that. I've never been trained in that. I didn't apply for this job because of that. And there's no solutions. People are mailing Excel spreadsheets around and using antiquated Windows-based software that was never quite that good in the first place. It's just, you know, there was nothing. And I ended up creating Karani, K-A-R-A-N-I, which is for fundraisers. And that's what I did. I made it. I was like, well, I know programming. I used to do development. I'm going to create a product that solves this need I have. It scratches my itch. And I wrote it originally for myself, and then I let some friends use it, and then I added enough features that I needed to charge money for it. And now it's a fully functioning, you know, software service, you know, software as a service that has been in the black since day one. I scratched my own itch, and then I developed it, and I dog-fooded it. And I could always, at any point, look at the feature set or look at feature requests or look at the time I had available or the money I had to pay contractors and say, what are the most important priorities? Well, I know. Because I'm doing this. This is my need. And so at any point I could say, well, I need this, or my friends need this, or I talked to this one person who needs that. The more connected you are to the needs of the end user, the more able you are to empathize with them, the more able you are to prioritize, the more able you are to deliver something that really makes them happy. And when you dog food, not only do you, you know, do that, but you also, dog fooding means, you know, eating your own dog food, which is using your own product. You find the irritating ways that you never might have realized were going to be a part of it until it actually happened, right? So you dog food it and you say, oh, I never realized, but this flow is really difficult. Let's do this to tweak it. And so there's a ton of other benefits to it because you might already have the networks, you might be able to, you know, get word of mouth advertising a lot easier and all that kind of stuff. But the simplest piece of it is when you discover the need naturally, organically, and it's something that you do, the end result is going to be that all across the board, the development of this particular product or this particular service is going to be significantly easier. So that's it. I hope this helps somebody understand kind of maybe that this is one of the best opportunities that we can have, one of the best avenues for, you know, coming up with an idea for a SaaS or coming up with an idea for a new product. So thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, which is the number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, which is FIVE. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. And if you like the show, it'd be totally awesome if you could share it with your friends or rate it on iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, this is Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Say 5 Minute.
Say 5 Minute.
Geek Show.
Geek Show.
Good job.